In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Reyes Sehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
Last Known Position is presented by ZipRecruiter. Embark on your job search journey with ZipRecruiter, and you can discover the dream job you never knew existed.
Hello, listeners. Be advised that this show is an immersive audio experience. It may seem like sounds are coming from the sides or behind you. Listener discretion is advised, as some content is not suitable for young children. Q-Code presents Last Known Position, starring Gina Rodriguez, created by Luke Passmore.
Damn it! I told you this pipe needs to be depressurized first!
The shutoff valve is on, but that doesn't hurt the existing heat. Be careful.
Did you design this engine, or did you hire a bunch of school children?
This entire engine room costs more than over 60 countries' GDP combined.
Then it should burn, don't you think?
Hey, guys. Came to see if I can be of any help. I can wrench a little on sub-engines, but, Oh, yeah, this might be a little bit above my pay grade. Damn, this place is bigger than my sister's condo.
That would be more useful than what it is currently.
Nolan, don't you have fish to catch or something?
You. God damn you. I'm going for a smoke.
Thanks for the offer, but I think I have her mostly up and running.
Back online?
The good news, we have basic power, we have engines, we have shortwave radio. Bad news, the ship's AI, which handles a bunch of the auto features, navigation GPS, and long-range communications, is completely offline.
What? How is that possible?
Because all of those features live in the software's operating systems code. It'd be like if your phone got reverted to its factory settings, but all of your apps were still trying to operate on the latest update. Just doesn't work. Now I have to reboot from its base code, but the firmware updates are going to take at least 2 days to reinstall from the external drives, and then I'll have to debug that, and who knows how long that will take. I'm sorry. I'll figure it out.
Oh, do we still not know what caused it?
It was a surge. A big one. But the system just doesn't do that. There are too many management codes in place.
Huh. Then what does?
Honestly, this kind of impact, a small EMP would do it. But that's also ridiculous, so I still don't know. Fortunately, like I said, we were able to get basic ship functions running again, so at least we're not completely dead in the water.
Okay, take the blue wire, cross it with the red wire, huh? That type of thing?
Pretty much. But I hope someone here can navigate by the stars, because otherwise, we are flying blind.
Yikes. You holding up, though?
I mean, we're all gonna live. This is nothing short of a disaster. Cavanaugh doesn't blame me for the surge, but with the AI crippled like this, it's a mission killer, and one that I will be blamed for.
Hey. He can't possibly expect you to have anticipated this, much less be the sole one to fix it.
When you spend $1 billion, you have pretty effing high expectations. This ship was supposed to be my calling card. And now, on its first mission, it's the AI equivalent to the Titanic. I gave up everything to go into computer engineering. I graduated with my master's from Stanford at 19. Do you know how much you miss out on when your whole life is school? I mean, college chicks!
Psh, forget about it. They're lost.
I wanted to be an actor, you know? That's why I'm so funny.
Funny? Is that... Are we speaking truth right now, Ryan? Is that what you think you are, funny?
It would have been so cool if we found it. Actually seen something. Proved it. And the image of my ship would be everywhere. Maybe that's why I wanted to believe so much.
Yeah, I get it. Maybe what we all heard last night just turned out to be mating calls of nearby giant porpoises.
Those are some passionate porpoises.
Tell me about it. It'll be okay, Ryansh. And you're gonna be okay, too. You built this whole thing in less than a year and a half. You're kind of amazing. Don't ever forget it.
Thanks, Soto. And thanks for being the strong one in all of this.
I just fake it well.
You do fake that you think you're funnier than me.
You are dead.
And I'll prove it to you. Okay, listen to this. What did the ocean say to the beach? Nothing! It just waved! You're not laughing. You're not laughing. But it's funny. It's funny. Come on, it's clever. We're on the ocean.
That was lame. That was a dad joke, Ryansh. But it's okay. Next time. Next try. Good workshop. Hey, guys. What are y'all looking at?
There. 300 yards out. See them? See them? See the spouts?
What? What is that?
Fin whales.
Oh, there's so many. There's gotta be like...
My guess is 100 or more.
Whoa, I didn't know they travel in such large pods.
They don't. Maybe 6 or 7 to a pod, typically. Larger during migration, sure, but this isn't the right time of year for their migration.
And even if it were, they're going in the wrong direction.
The direction opposite of where we're headed.
Yeah.
Soto, need you to suit up.
What?
For a dive.
You know I don't suit up. It's just a hatch I climb into.
Don't bust my balls, Soto. We need you in the water.
I don't get it. Why?
SAP's got its own independent system. We need to get our bearing from each GPS, and then Mr. Kavanaugh wants a sonar sweep of the area. Whatever we heard last night might be close. Maybe it'll show up on the sub's sonar.
Okay, I'm not saying quite yet what we heard last night was definitely a monster, but I'm also not eager to jump in the water alone right now.
We'll have you do a short-range scan just below the surface to make sure it's safe. And if it's clear, then you dive to 300 feet for a longer-range scan. Maybe something will ping and show up.
But our mission is over. Nothing works. We might have to row our way back home.
Soto, I'm gonna ask you something. Why did you become a submersible pilot? Huh? Why not an airline pilot, or really just anything else?
Because it was... to go to a place most people never will or can. I wanted to do something special. I've always wanted that.
At what point did you forget all of this?
Okay, I know what you're getting at. Whatever we all heard could be something, or it could be absolutely nothing.
Soto, don't you want to find out?
Hmm.
In the climate-ravaged year of 2072, the city of Pura stands as a miraculous green haven, a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image. But when she stumbles upon a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Pura's existence, she must decide who and what she is willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Rhea Seehorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, battery level is sufficient. O2 tanks are full. System checks are all green.
Hey, Michaela!
You have everything you need?
5x5. You got the flood doors?
I think I can handle pressing a button.
Okay.
Hey, you, ever helm in the Navy?
No, I was ND.
Navy diver.
Yep. Lots of drills in the pool, lots of jumping off aircraft carriers, not a whole lot of anything else. All the action is in urban QC over there, but you know way more about that in the Army.
Yeah. Okay, you ready?
Let's go fishing.
Good luck. Closing hatch!
Testing, testing. Topside, you reading me?
Copy, we're reading the Cap 1.
Well, at least the radio still works. Okay, confirmed. Hatch is secured. Life support systems are on and functioning. I am ready to launch.
Copy that. We don't have remotes in the whale dock. Just give Flores a thumbs up when you're ready and she'll open them locally.
Okay, signaling now.
Cap 1, confirm you have SEAL.
I confirm I have SEAL. Ready to dive. Opening vents now. Activating vertical thrusters. I'm descending to 50 feet. Switch to UWT.
Copy that.
Okay, running sonar now. Not reading anything of mass besides us in the immediate area. We'll look safe, kids.
Copy that, Cap 1.
Engaging vertical thrusters again. I am at 100 feet. Closing vents and holding position now at 200 feet. Firing up long-range scans now. Stand by.
Cap 1, we do not have video feed.
There might be an interference on the line. Hold on. What the hell was that? Topside! Topside, something's happening. My vents will not close. Topside, say again. I do not copy. Repeat, say again. Are you reading me? My depth is 300 feet and falling. Topside, this is Cap 1. My vents will not close. I cannot ascend. Repeat, I cannot ascend. I am in free fall, now at 400 feet. God damn it, shut up! Come on, baby. Come on, come back to me. Come on. Damn it. Topside, I'm at 500 feet. Coming up on the sea floor fast. In 3, 2... Ah! Topside, do you read? Topside, come in.
Cap 1, Soto, come in.
Oh, thank God. Copy. Topside, copy. Are you reading me?
We read you. Soto, what happened?
I'm on the floor. Depth 508 meters. My vents will not close.
Say again, Cap 1.
My vents will not close. It doesn't make any sense. I'm running diagnostics now. Shit.
Cap 1, what is it?
The vents are unresponsive.
Tell me what that means.
If my vents can't close, I can't purge my ballast. Then I cannot ascend.
How did this happen?
I don't know. The only thing it could be is if the line on the check valve is loose.
What's the subspell say for this?
I have emergency drop weight. If I purge it, I'll ascend no matter what, but the sub's design, the drop weight doubles as the main battery. If I purge it, the backup battery will only give me power for less than 40 minutes.
We have a replacement on board. Do it.
Okay, stand by. Purging my main battery now. Drop weight shed, engaging vertical thrusters. On my way back up to... Come on. No. Oh, shit.
What is it, Cap 1?
I'm stuck.
Say again, Cap 1.
My aft fin is wedged against a small reef.
Can you get free?
Feel it moving a bit. Shit! Come on!
Cap 1, report.
It's not giving. It's like I just need a little extra boost. You guys can't come down here and give me a push, can you?
Cap 1, Soto, we're gonna figure out something.
My reserve battery isn't meant for this. I just dropped to 50% surging the thrusters like that. I have about 20 minutes of life support left.
Soto, we're gonna get you out of there.
I think we both know that's not gonna happen. At least the Vista didn't get me.
Soto?
Mr. Kavanaugh?
Anna, you can call me Will, please.
Michaela. Call me Michaela.
We're working on finding a solution here.
Will, do you know what an embus is?
No, I don't. What is that?
No bullshit scenario.
Michaela, we have some of the smartest people in the world up here, so we are not giving up.
Embus, Will.
We're not leaving you.
It's okay. It's okay, at least it's here in the ocean. I never got old, you know? Every dive, I always had this little feeling like it was the first one. I really did love it. Probably the same kind of feeling you get when you do a corporate takeover.
Oh, you're funny.
Well, now who's the funny one, Rayanche? You hear me? Huh, Rayanche?
I am so sorry, Michaela. I never thought...
It's okay. I told you, it's okay. Perhaps not the best time to bring it up, but... My wife and...
She will be taken care of for the rest of her life. I promise you that.
And Henry?
Oh, is that going to be the name of your son?
We told each other we'd wait until... After he was born, we'd look in his eyes and his name would come to us like some sign from the universe. But secretly, I was already going to try to name him Henry. I always like the old kind of names.
It's a good name, Henry. Henry will have everything he'll ever need.
Damn.
What?
Oh, I'm not going to be able to enjoy the several infinity pools Alexis will surely have installed.
What's it like having a child? I'm sorry. Yeah, but looks like I won't ever have the chance to find out.
I'm not sure I'm the right one to ask, actually. Sarah, my wife, she really played dual roles as parents while I was...
Well, Empress, I just need to know why all of this was so important to you. Well?
Children are born every day. You see, your friends have them, and it's great, and you're happy for them, but when it's yours, it's a miracle. Like, you are the only person in the world who could possibly comprehend such special creation. Your creation. Yeah, it's the single best feeling I have ever had. Ever. And it never really goes away.
That sounds real nice. What was her name?
Her name was Marty. Martha, actually, after my mom, but don't ever call her that. She'll let you know how she feels about it.
I like Martha. An old-fashioned name like Henry.
Yeah. She's all I ever wanted the world to inherit.
It wasn't your fault.
Yeah, it was.
No, well, it's not true.
No. My wife called it a healing endeavor. You know, they'd been the way teenage daughters and their mothers are, so they went to Sydney. Trip was supposed to bring them closer together. I was doing a product launch in New York, one of the big quarterly events, and they cut their trip short to fly back and surprise me. It was only a last minute decision, and only commercial can fly nonstop from Sydney to New York. It was my airline. I hadn't seen them in over 2 months. Work just had me everywhere.
Was it like that a lot?
Yeah, it was. It was. I let it be like that because I was building something. Always building something. And I knew that there would always be time later. Until there wasn't. I'm sorry, Michaela. I put you down there. Just like I put my family on that flight.
No, Will. No, you didn't. If you don't mind, I'm gonna switch off. I think I just want to spend some time down here with Alexis.
And Henry?
Yeah. Yeah, of course, I understand. We're not going anywhere. Okay. Right here. With you. All the way.
Thank you, Will. I think I understand you a little more now. Just don't let Henry come looking for me. He won't be able to afford a boat as big as yours. I hope you find what you're looking for out here.
Thank you.
Tell everyone to say goodbye. And tell Riancha I'm funnier.
I will.
All right, then.
In the 1970s, John Todd burst onto the evangelical scene with a shocking tale. He claimed to be a former witch, involved in a then unheard of secret organization called the Illuminati, and urged Christians to prepare for a violent world takeover.
First of all, the number one weapon in everybody's home should be a 12-gauge pump shotgun.
Hear the amazing story of one of the originators of the modern-day conspiracy theory. From Magnificent Noise and Sony Music Entertainment, this is Cover Up, the Conspiracy Tapes.
Hey, Al. Doesn't seem like you'll be getting these messages after all, but here's the last one anyway. Promise you'll read to Henry every night. Oh yeah, his name is Henry, by the way. My parents read to me every night, and I swear it made me smarter. Well, at least smart enough to marry you. Henry, if you're listening, Mama's sorry that I'm not gonna be there to see you grow up. But your mom is absolutely amazing, and I know that she'll make sure you turn out the same way. Just promise me you always listen to her, yeah? Alexis, I'm sorry I'm not coming home. And I won't be there when our boy comes into the world. But you're strong, stronger than me. You always have been. I love you with everything that I am. With all my heart. And with my last breath. That's it.
Topside, this is Cap 1, do you copy?
Cap 1, yes, we copy.
I'm gonna purge my O2 tanks.
What will that do?
I'm going to fire all thruster propulsion at the same time, and hopefully the extra force from the O2 tanks will be strong enough to get free. With the emergency weight drop, I'll just float right up.
How long will the ascent take?
About 1 minute every 100 feet, so about 6 minutes.
Won't you lose oxygen in your cabin too?
If I can hold out long enough, I can ascend fully before I pass out.
Jesus Christ, Odo. That's risky.
Well, what other choice do I have?
Soto, can you do this?
When I was an ND, I can hold my breath for 7 minutes. And that was, almost 15 years ago. But hey, maybe I still got it, right? Just have those flood doors open. I'll be coming in hot, okay?
Okay, we'll be ready for you.
Whew. All right. Stand by.
Good luck, Soto.
Purging O2 tanks in 3, 2.
Cap 1, report.
I think it's working. Okay. Propulsion is responding. I'm starting my ascent now.
Copy that. Standing by.
Are dropping fast in here.
Careful, Soto. Do not panic. Slow and steady. Okay?
Huh. Don't panic, he says. Yeah, I'll tell you what. Next time, trade places with him. What the?
Cap 1, save your breath. You have 6 minutes before you're out of oxygen.
Topside, my sonar is picking something.
Take it, Cap 1.
There's something on my sonar.
Cap 1, Soto, what is it?
I don't know, but it's closing it fast.
Cap 1, would you not copy? What are you reading on your sonar? Do you have a visual?
I'm losing O2.
Soto, do you have a visual?
Turning on floodlights now.
Soto! 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 Cap 1, come in! Cap 1, do you copy? Soto!
Oh.
Hey, you. It's okay, you're safe. You're safe. You're in medbay on the ship. Everything's okay. No. Ease up. Let me help you with your mask. But you shouldn't have it off for too long. We almost lost you. You were oxygen depleted for nearly 10 minutes.
Oh, God. Yikes, my head.
You're lucky you don't have brain damage.
Yeah. What happened?
You passed out during your ascent. Noling was steering the ship. He actually was able to maneuver it to kind of catch you. Like an outfielder making one of those epic dive saves. Scooped you up right into the dock as you surfaced.
Noling. Gee. Remind me, I owe him a pack of cigarettes, yeah?
Michaela, something's happened.
What?
The ship, Michaela.
Jesus. God. Scare me. How long have you been just...
He's been here since you were first brought up. 11 hours ago.
The ship, the power outage. The ship was sabotaged.
Sabotaged?
And so was your sub.
Do you know who?
Yeah. We do. And it's the same person who killed Rianch.
Last Known Position stars Gina Rodriguez as Michaela Soto, James Purifoy as William Cavanaugh, Matthew Henderson as Noling, Venk Patula as Rayansh Chabra, Ashley Bell as Anna DeLeo, Manny Jacinto as Nate Cordetto, Travis Joe Dixon as Levi, Giovanna Quinto as Lisa Flores, Olivia Chang as Aaron Huang. Story by Luke Passmore and Jeremy Platt. Created and written by Luke Passmore. Directed by John Nguyen. Executive produced by Gina Rodriguez, Luke Passmore, Jeremy Platt, John Nguyen, Brian Kavanaugh-Jones, Fred Berger, Justin Levy, Rob Herding, and David Henning. Co-executive producers Sandra Yiling and Michelle Zarati. Produced by Shin Yin Hu. Original score and composition by Darren Johnson and David Levita. Additional music by Brian Kesley. Music editor Brian Kesley. Audio engineering by Ryan Walsh, Sarah Ma, Neely Oftering, and Beatrice Noronha. Edited by Gabe Birch. Additional editor Eric Aaron. Supervising sound effects editor and sound designer Randy Torres. Mixed by Andrew Pomeroy and Ryan Sanchez. Score mixer David Tadashore. Supervising mixer Ben Milchev. Casting directors Sunday Bowling and Meg Mormon. Assistant director Kelsey Adams. Script supervisor Omar Barahona. Assistant engineering by Beatrice Noronha. Production coordinators Bailey Grayson and Brandon Weissner. Head production assistant Nathan Yan. Production assistant Alexa Goldstein. Post coordinator Rachel Yanover. Production legal Christina Bulbrook and Lindsay Keel. Production accounting Pin Chun Liu. Special thanks to Ashton Harold, Ben Swimmer, Randy Patton, Hugo Marrero, Benjamin Rowe, Jenna Caffrey, and Rick Silvestrini. This podcast was recorded under a SAG-AFTRA collective bargaining agreement. Last Known Position is a Q-Code production.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at BIOPTIMIZERS.com/balance. Magnesium breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Last Known Position is presented by ZipRecruiter. Are you searching for a new position? Let ZipRecruiter help guide you to a job you love.